You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey, this is Stefan.
And I'm Tatiana.
And happy Valentine's week. We want to invite you guys to our relationship series that we've been sharing over the last few videos. And for those of you that don't yet know, this is my beautiful, lovely queen, Tatiana. And she has an amazing YouTube channel called Lux Health.
Thank you. And this is my king, Stefan. And those of you who are from my channel, and I've never shown him before, he is my prized possession, my boyfriend. And his channel is Project Life Mastery. So we are here today, and we are showing you part of the last video in our series, and this is going to be really awesome for you.
Yeah, and we're talking about today how to better communicate with your partner, how to create deeper communication, and how to create more connection, more love. And this is part four of our video series, and we have a playlist where if you want to watch the videos we've done before then, then highly recommend you check them out. We've done one on how to attract the right partner in your life, how to create an amazing relationship that lasts, how to create passion, and today we're going to talk all about how to better communicate and understand your partner, and we've got a lot of great exercises and rituals to share with you.
Yeah, and I'm so excited that we get to end this with this video because the most important thing, I think, is communication, because you can have an amazing relationship, but if you lack communication, things aren't going to go very far, and you might get into some conflict. So we're so blessed to be sharing this with you today. And if you do enjoy this video, or if you liked our series, definitely like, comment, and subscribe, and let us know in the comments that if you want to see more of us together, or if you want to see more videos on relationships or whatever topics.
Or just to collaborate more together, too.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we could do more some funny videos, you know, some things about our life, and let you guys in a little bit more.
Yeah, and by the way, before we get into it, one just kind of tip that I found useful for our relationship that we kind of kick things off with is use nicknames for your partner, you know, to make it more fun or exciting or passionate or more energy to it. You know, there's times where I refer to her as my queen or my goddess or my love or my babe or my baby or my sweetie or my hun, you know, and everyone maybe has different, you know, names that speak to them, that resonate with them, that create the energy, that emotion. But, you know, there's times where I like her, you know, for her to call me her king or her warrior or whatever it is.
And the name that you choose for your partner, think of a name that empowers them.
Yeah.
So I call him my king, my warrior, my babe. But these names are really like very masculine and very majestic and powerful. And I think that that gives you kind of a little bit of a boost of confidence in a sense. So try and think of that for your partner as well.
Yeah, and ask them, you know, ask, see what they resonates with them. Because again, this is all about no right or wrong, but you know, what is going to create more passion, more love, a better quality relationship for you? And everything, you know, that empowers your relationship and serves it, you want to, you want to take advantage of. So the first thing we want to share with you guys, one framework that's been really helpful for us has been The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. And if you haven't heard of this book before, I highly recommend it. It was a book that we both read early on in our relationship. Within the first few months, we both read it and both understood each other's love language. But we've talked before in a previous video, but that a relationship is all about giving to your other partner, giving to them. It's all about them, the third level relationship, which is unconditional love. And you have to understand that your partner, everyone has their own love language, something that makes them feel loved. And so to share with you the five love languages, first one is words of affirmation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So some people, to feel loved, they need words of affirmation, praise, compliments, saying that I love you.
Yeah.
That makes them feel loved. Other people, it's physical touch. They need to feel touched by the other person, whether it's hand holding or
this makes them feel loved,
or holding or hugging them, or whatever it is, cuddling with the other person. Maybe that's their love language.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is quality time. So making sure you're actually spending quality time, which is full undivided attention, presence. You're not on the phone. You're not, doing other things, but you're actually spending quality time with your partner. The fourth one is acts of service. So that's doing things for your partner, maybe it's cooking dinner for them or cleaning up, after them, or, maybe it's
even, making a bath, setting the bath with some petals for them. That's
making the bed or, things like that,
even for small things.
Yeah. And the last one is gifts. So about buying gifts, whether that's flowers or chocolates or
jewelry,
whatever types of gifts. Yeah. And it's really important to understand this, because you might have one love language of how you feel loved, but it might be totally different than your partner.
Yeah.
And so you got to identify what are the top two for your partner that makes them feel loved. So for me, for example, number one is words of affirmation, and number two is physical touch, right? So I need that praise and those compliments and, the words to feel loved. Right. And you might, for one person that might say, I don't care if you say I love me, I want you to show it. I want you to spend time with me. Another person might say, you're spending time with me, but you never say that I love you. So it's different for everyone.
Totally. Yeah. It's so important to know this and identify this early on in your relationship. And if you're just learning now, you've been married for 40 years, this is still really valuable knowledge to have. So, for me, it's like if I'm giving him, gifts all the time. So for example, some people, they don't have the time to spend in their relationship, so they try to compensate by buying gifts. So if I'm, coming home from work and I missed dinner, I was late for dinner, so instead I drop by the store and buy some roses and some chocolate and I give that to him, I might think that, for him that means that I love him, but for him it means nothing because he doesn't care about gifts. So for me, generally you have to understand that the one that you give is usually what you like to receive. So that probably means that I value gifts. So for usually the top two that you give to your partner is usually what you want to receive. So personally for me, I like quality time and words of affirmation. So I have a tendency to give that more than the other ones. But I can't stick to that. I have to make sure that I identify what his are, because his can be completely different. Maybe his are gifts and acts of service. So I need to know those things, be conscious of it, so that when I want to give him love, I give him love in the way that he wants to receive it and the way that he understands it. He might not understand it the way I understand it. So that's really important to know. So when I want to give him love now, if I want to give him an extra, extra loving, then I know how to do that. And it's not through, gifts or acts of service, right?
Yeah. And we also talked before in a previous video about having rituals for your relationship and how valuable that is. And this is something that we do to check in on each other on a weekly or biweekly basis. So we'll check in with one another and find out, how loved do you feel, on a scale from 0 to 10 in terms of, words of affirmation. Do you need more of that? Do you need more physical touch? Do you need more quality time or more acts of service, more gifts? Again, it's all about trying to serve your partner and having the awareness to pay attention to what they need. And ideally do anticipate what they need before you know, it even gets to that point. So yeah. Anticipating, okay, this is what my partner needs. They need some quality time. They need some presence.
He needs physical touch. He needs me to really tell him that I love him by giving him, you know, a back rub or a hug. Or, you know, we can all use one of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, an example for you guys is September 21st, 2016. This is our relationship journal, which we discussed in a previous video. Check it out. So he was at a 9.5 for quality time out of 10. And I asked him, Stefan, what can I do to give you more quality time? And he told me that he wants me to put down my phone, turn the phone off, give me undivided attention.
Yeah, you can have time with your partner, but maybe it's not quality time, right? You might be spending time, but maybe they're just always on their phone. They're always distracted. Yeah. They're always watching the game. And so you don't feel that connection. You don't feel that quality time you're having with your partner.
Totally. Like, you can, you know, take your beautiful wife out to a dinner and, you know, you think that you're giving her quality time, but if you're checking your business emails every 20 minutes, she's going to notice that, and it's not going to make her feel very precious. It's not going to make her feel like she's a queen. It's going to make her feel secondary to your business on the time that you're devoting to her. So make sure that if you do set time aside for your partner, make sure that it is quality time and it's undivided attention, because we don't like half-assed time. Nobody wants half-assed time, right? You want to give your partner the time that they deserve and the quality.
And it's all about understanding your partner more too, because, you know, you might be thinking, well, I spent time with you, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, and you get upset, you get angry at your partner. And you got to understand that if they feel a certain way, that you can't make them wrong for that.
Yeah.
You know, if they not, if they're not feeling connected to you, if they're not feeling like, you know, they're not feeling loved, instead of getting angry at your partner, you got to take responsibility for yourself. And you got to look at, okay, that's how they feel.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what I think, that's how they feel.
Yeah.
And so I got to understand her and think, okay, well, what can I do to meet your needs better, to help give you more love, to help you feel more loved.
Totally.
And I need to listen. I need to listen to her. I need to find out what her model of the world is, how I can make her feel a certain way instead of based on how I think, you know, is the right way of doing it. Okay. It doesn't matter what I think. It's all about what she needs.
Yeah. And, you know, an example for a woman, you know, if you, this ties into the six human needs, which we talked about in the previous video, but, you know, if you have struggles with your man and he's looking at other women, you know, walking down the street, he turns aside, you know, looks more, and you feel, you know, self-conscious about that, you're not happy about that. Well, I mean, first of all, men, it's a natural instinct. But secondly, to understand that you have to take responsibility for that. And of course, there's an extent to that. But if you know you're in a great relationship, then if this all of a sudden happens, and you have to say, okay, what happened in the last couple months? You know, what's been going on? And so I take responsibility for that. Then I realize that maybe I need to give him more variety. You know, maybe he's looking at that other girl because he wants variety in his life. And, you know, you don't have to do to an extent of, you know, having more partners in your relationship, but what you can do is give a variety, you know, dress up differently, you know, spice it up in the bedroom, do certain things to give variety to your partner, maybe surprise him on a date, do things like that. And you might notice that that behavior improves. So you take responsibility to change what you're not feeling comfortable about.
Yeah. And I think another important piece we want to talk about in this video is communication, which is the foundation to the relationship. You have to have honest communication. You have to have open communication, because if you fail to communicate, then, you know, you're not going to be able to express how you feel, right? And so part of it is just communicating. Part of it is having those rituals that you do. But we want to share with you guys an exercise, a process that we learned that allows you to have a deeper level of communication. And it's something that we recently learned and started doing in a relationship. And we actually learned it from our friends Satyen Raja and Suzanne Raja, who are amazing human beings. And, you know, they have a lot of powerful stuff when it comes to relationships that we'd recommend. But
and they taught us this at a Tantra retreat, and their program's called Warrior Sage. So you should check them out for sure.
Yeah, so we want to share with you a process called Dyads. And Dyad is D-Y-A-D, I believe. And it's a process where you basically, we each ask, we'll demonstrate it for you, but we'll each ask a question, okay? It could be any question. You know, there's different types of dyads that you can do. In this case, we'll demonstrate three questions that we'll ask of the partner. And really, it's a place for your partner to communicate whatever it is that comes up for them. No right or wrong. It's not a dialogue. It's not back and forth communication. Mm-hmm. It's allowing them to express and communicate. And then your job is just to listen and to understand and just say thank you, not to judge, not to make it right or wrong, just to really understand them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll do a dyad right now.
Yeah. And also most importantly, I think it's just that when you do a dyad, you can bring topics up that you would otherwise be a little bit more afraid to bring up. And then you also let your partner off the hook. So your partner isn't on the spot to give you an answer, to respond to that. So it's good for both parties.
Mm-hmm. So the three questions we're going to ask first is... So what I'm going to ask my partner first is, what's something that you like about me? Okay. And then I'm going to allow her to respond whatever way. The second question is, what's something that you think that we agree upon? Okay. And then the third question is, tell me something about yourself that you want me to understand. Okay. So we'll demonstrate it right now.
And throughout this process, this is where you practice your undivided attention. You look them right in the eye. You don't scatter your eyes thinking about other things. You just give presence. Mm.
Tell me something that you like about me.
I just really love the way you smile. It just lights up the room. It's so big and beautiful, and it brings me so much joy, and I really love it.
Thank you. Tell me something that you think we both agree upon.
I think we both agree upon our vision for life. We agree upon our goals. We know what we want to do when we have a vision for a relationship. We know where we want to take things, and we're very in line with that.
Thank you. So notice it's not a dialogue. I'm just listening, understanding, just saying thank you. That's it.
Or thank you, or
clarify that.
Clarify that. Or could you repeat that? Those are the only three things that you can say.
Yeah. Tell me something that you want me to understand about you.
I want you to understand that having a business can put me really in a masculine state, and I'm really working hard to making sure that I switch that when I see you, and doing my best effort to put myself back into that feminine, fun, flirty, carefree type of state.
Thank you. And now we're going to reverse. And by the way, I apologize, it gets a little bit dark in here, so if the lighting is going down, the sun's going down a little bit. Let me try to adjust this for you guys.
Or a race against time with the sun.
Yeah. Down. Okay. Sorry. So that should be a lot better.
Okay. Tell me something you like about me.
I just love your energy. You know, you just have such a free energy, such a positive energy. Such an infectious energy that whenever I'm around you, it just uplifts me. I could be in a certain state or whatever it is, but you have such a pure, positive, loving, supportive energy, and I feel it when I'm with you, but I also feel it when I'm away from you too.
Thank you. Tell me something you think we agree upon.
I think we both agree and share our same mission. You know, what we're doing here, sharing with you guys, and we both agree how important this is, you know, that to make a difference, to serve, to help, to share, to learn, to grow, so that we can serve and give more. I think we both agree upon that.
Thank you. Tell me something about yourself you want me to understand.
just, you know, how important, like, things like this are in a relationship. Like, it's just so important to have this, you know, and, like, for me, it's really important. For me, like, growth is so important in a relationship, and to make sure that we're communicating, and I know you already understand it, but it's just understanding it even deeper, like, just how valuable this is to do this, and to put our relationship as a highest priority.
Thank you.
So that's an example of a diet. And what we do is we would go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'd basically spend maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes going through this process. And again, there's no dialogue, you know, it's just, and really feeling whatever comes up, you know, like sometimes you go out, you know, the benefit of this is going deep, you know, going deeper, deeper, same question again and again and again, you know, for 30 minutes or an hour, where it's like just more things are coming up for you, more communication.
Things that you didn't even know.
You're learning your partner at a much deeper level than ever before, mm-hmm. not just on the surface. You're going deep. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm learning more about her and how she thinks, and I'm learning about myself too. I'm like, wow, like, you know, you're able to articulate things and express things that are been within inside yourself. And when you express it and you let it go, it's amazing what that can do, not mm-hmm. just for yourself, but also for your partner too.
Yeah, and it's very important that you make sure that there is no dialogue. So you want to make sure that it's just thank you, can you clarify that, or can you repeat that? Those are the only answers that you can give, and that's how this process will work. If you start communicating, it doesn't work. Yeah. So no communication, like, in that sense.
Yeah, there's no arguing, yeah. blaming, judgment, none of that. Again, you're just trying to understand. Yeah. You know, and not make them wrong for any of that.
Yeah, sorry, I don't mean communicating. This is the whole communication yeah. process. I just mean no talking.
Yeah. So there's many other questions yeah. that you could ask, different types of diets that you can do. So just an example of one. But it's getting a little bit dark here, so I think we're going to wrap it yeah. up. Is there anything else you want to add?
Actually, also, so what is good about the diets is if, you know, if you're a woman and all of a sudden something comes up, or a man, and say, you know, I'm starting to feel embarrassed about something or shameful, and I don't have the courage to bring it up to my partner, you can say, hey, Stefan, do you think we can do a dyad today? And then we can start doing it. And then through the dyad, I can feel comfortable and in the secure place to bring it up. So that's really important. So we want to say yeah. thank you to Satyan and Suzanne for sharing yeah. this with us. The dyads were really helpful. And if you guys want to check them out, they're Warrior Sage.
Yeah, warriorsage.com. Yeah.
So thank you guys for that.
Yeah, and you know, having a ritual for this, whether it's every week, 2 weeks, month, you know, Satyan and Suzanne, they do it every day, yeah. you know? So it's like, imagine how powerful the communication is, your relationship is when you add a ritual like this to your life.
Totally. And if you want to see an amazing relationship, check out Warrior Sage on YouTube, because the two yeah. of them together, oh my gosh, it's just that yeah. connection and that passion is insane. And they've been married they've been together for 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
And a lot of people don't have great examples of relationships, yeah. right? They don't have examples of passionate, loving yeah. relationships, right? And you need more of that.
References in your life yeah. that show the example of what you want to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us for these videos. You know, if you guys enjoyed it, again, make sure you hit the thumbs up and leave a comment. Let us know mm-hmm. that you want more videos like this or more collaboration. I'd love yeah. to have my love more on my YouTube channel and vice
likewise.
Versa. I'd love to be able to speak to, you know, the people that follow her and enjoy her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so you guys let us know in the comments what kind of videos, if you do want to see more of us, what kind of videos you want us to do, so we have some ideas, and we'll take every comment into consideration.
Yes, so thank you guys so much. Again, check out Lux Health on YouTube. Check out our previous videos of part of this series. Subscribe for more.
Yes, and check out Project Life Master on YouTube for everything you can do to take your life to the next level, coming from this handsome man over here.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us for our Valentine's week, and we really appreciate you taking the time to watch the full series, and we hope to do this again.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.